The drive from Delhi to Dharamsala took 12 hours and only one dented fender, where I tangled with a bullock cart near Ludhiana. It was early March 1965, 2 months short of my 36th birthday. I was at the wheel, which was why I'd been invited to come along on this adventure. It had been organized by Terry, the vivacious Peace Corps secretary, as a farewell gift to herself, and she had arranged everything: the loan of one of the big blue Chevrolet carryalls, the company of some of her favorite volunteers, and, "I still can't believe it came through," she crowed, an audience with the Dalai Lama of Tibet. "I just need someone to help me drive, since the volunteers aren't allowed to, and to be honest, I'm a little nervous with the big vehicles. Are you up for it?" I certainly was. It was a major occasion, Tibetan New Year, Terry explained, and there'll be thousands of refugees coming to Dharamsala to be near the Dalai Lama and get his blessing. So an hour before dawn on the 2nd of March, stuffed into the carryall with packs and bedrolls, mountain boots, cases of Coke and beer for our volunteer hosts, and out of the darkness behind me, John, the nose, Nyberg, playing his harmonica, 9 of us headed north to cross the Punjab and welcome the year of the wood snake. 2 of us had read My Land and My People, His Holiness's account of his life up until his escape to India in 1959 at the age of 24. We briefed the others about how the emanation of Chenrezi, Bodhisattva of Compassion, was found in a peasant family and raised with pomp and mystery in the Potala Palace, and how at 15 he was confronted with the Chinese invasion and, 9 years later, to save his people bloodshed, fled over the Himalayas. Dottie and John Nyberg, who worked in a TB sanitarium, had their own stories about Tibetans. Coming down from their high world without natural immunities, the refugees succumbed easily to the diseases of the Indian plains. As patients in the sanitarium, they were remarkable at handling pain and also irrepressible. Even right out of surgery, with tubes draining his lungs, one monk hid a litter of kittens under his bed. Another climbed out the window and up a tree for a view of the land.